morning.
Good morning.
I've been here with you all along because I hear these great messages by I don't know if they're CD or what they call them now, but from the study of Book of Romans, was it 3-4 years ago? And I can hear, it was recorded here, Pastor asked with his teaching, and I can hear him talking and joking with different, you know, I can hear the whole bit, and I feel like I'm a delinquent member. I miss you guys. Praise God. I'm very happy to worship God together with you today. God is very good. We've had a very difficult week. If ever there was a hindering to bring us here and to bring us in sound mind and in body, it's been this week. But praise God, we're here. The men have arrived. Their luggage has not arrived yet. Somewhere in China. So they're using their same clothes. So forgive us. We're a little bit disoriented, but it's praise God. Amen. Like we just, our prayer was coming down to just take all those distractions, all those things, and be my prayer for you too. Which of us doesn't have something happening in their life, right? If you can just for the next few moments, just put that aside. And have ears to hear, and you'll be blessed. Pastor Fuch, will you come forward? I've known Pastor Fuch for many years. This is his fourth trip to the United States. He's like my partner in ministry. I don't know who's Timothy, who's Paul, but we're just co or yoke fellow. And it's very good. The format is this. Oh, by the way, I want to say that any offering that comes goes to these two guys.
Amen.
I've hit your treasury enough. So some other day I'll come down and hit the treasury again. But for now, everything goes to these guys, and it's all really all about them. But really, it's all about us and what we're doing together. Pastor Fuch is a really great guy. His English is very good, like Mang. He's taught himself English. He has degrees in Bible study, and he's a veteran pastor. He's a youth leader. He has a great heart. He's a great guy to partner with because he knows everything going on in Vietnam. He's very well networked, and he's a real blessing. His family's a blessing. He's like we're very close. So I'm very very happy to again bring a good friend to the Black Creek Baptist Church. So praise God. I think I can't think of anything else, so I'll get out of the way. God bless you. You got your green light on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And first of all, I give thanks to the Lord and for bringing me to visit your church and so also for your country and in this trip. I'm very blessed and to be here to be. Being a part in your service this morning, and by the grace of God, I would like to share the word of God to you. Also, I share to you what I'm serving the Lord in Vietnam. I would like to read Pastor Esquit, and also on the brother and sister in this church in the name of the love of Jesus Christ. Okay. I have a two part. And would like to present in this moment. I hope that I will carry out on what I want to share to you about from my heart. Also the ministry in Vietnam also, and the second part about the word of God to encourage each of us to continue and to serve the Lord and to pass on the good news to other people. And first I would like to use the PowerPoint and to give a short presentation about my life and also my ministry in Vietnam. And I hope that you join with me in your praise and also the ministry in Vietnam. And my name Lam and my given name Phuc, and you call me Phuc, it's Phuc Lam. I got married with my wife's Trum. I have one daughter, also fatherhood of the one daughter. She will be 5 years old next month. Yeah. And but we have very, very joyful and also very happy family. And my wife also served the Lord together. I'm a pastor in the local church and like associate pastor. And my main ministry in the local church, I'm in charge for the youth ministry. Because for my life, I experienced the love of God. Also about like give my life to Jesus Christ when I was in teenager age. So for now, I'm thinking for my age now is still God used me in the youth ministry. So I want to spend like a more maximize my lifetime in this time and to help also to disciple the young people in Vietnam. So when I serve in the local church, I'm like in charge in the youth ministry. And these young people, I minister them to serve the Lord. And this one will go to the Bible school next year. Yeah. And this one he planned for in 2 years, around 2019. And he will go to the Bible school also. So I'm very happy because when I spend more time with the young people, so they commit their life to serve the Lord and even in the local church. And also they want to give their whole life to Jesus Christ to become the minister and to serve the Lord in Vietnam. Yeah. And beside that, I also am teaching in the Bible school. I'm teaching the New Testament area. I'm also teaching Greek language in the Bible school. And this school, only one the Bible Institute recognized by the government. There are 200 students for every 2 years by the government, like a permission from the government. It means when you go to the Bible school, and that person has to approve by the government. Not only like you want to go to Bible school and you can register and you go, but no. Everyone want to go to the Bible school has to approve by the government. That's why this is the Bible Institute, the government only allow 100 students for every 2 years. Every 2 years, yeah. So this right now have over 200 students, 200 students in the Bible school. And they I in charge in the New Testament area. I'm teaching in at this Bible school. And this you can see here, and 200 students. And sorry. Yeah. Sorry, a little bit. And this this about the 200 students come from 34 provinces in the southern of Vietnam, and from 54 tribes. Yeah, 54 tribes in the southern of Vietnam. Why I say it's southern of Vietnam? Because in Vietnam, the church is divided in the north and in the south by the government. They don't want the church come together. They don't want the unity of the church. That's why they divide the north and the south in order to make the church weaker and weaker. And this student from 54 tribes and of the 34 provinces. And also when they have the program they study 2 years and full-time study 2 years in the Bible school and 1 year for internship in the serve like a practice in the local church. and they go back to school for another 2 years. The whole program on together 5 years study theology in order to become like the future spirit steward leader in the church. And this picture is graduate last year. Just happened last year in November 2015. And besides, I'm serving in the local church as associate pastor and also teaching in the Bible school. I have my own disciple training ministry also, because it's a response from Jesus' calling. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, and that he will send for labor into his hand. And because I take this calling very serious in my life, because you know, in Vietnam, and in Vietnam there are almost 93 million people, the population 93 million, but only 1.2 million of Christians. So if we wait for every 2 years to train the people to become like a spiritual leader, like become the pastor, it takes a long, long time. It cannot like to reach on the 93. So when I face this challenge, so I ask God to help me and to also guide me. So with some other friend, we have a discipleship training. In order we train the lay people, the church worker, and we build up for the curriculum. Very simple way with four areas. The first area about God's big picture of the Bible have a seven main themes from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and help the lay people can see the whole picture of the law and even the creation about Jesus Christ. And the second area, and we help the lay people to study the student about key Bible concepts. Some like Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, or holiness, or like a reconciliation and salvation, some very key concept from the Bible. And the third area, and help the learners and help the student some methods, very, very basic methods. They prepare for Bible study, and they also they how to follow up the new believer in Vietnam, believer when they give their life to Jesus Christ. And the fourth area, and help them to understand about the lay leadership. Because sometimes when they go to the church, go to the cell group, they have to understand some like a biblical principle. Otherwise, if we don't equip the lay leadership, and they don't know how to like manage, how to lead the group of people. So this also include in our program. So we have four area. So each area, and usually I come to get the people together and to offer the training about 2 days and two full like a full day. And so it means if the people want to finish their study about this this course, they have to attend four times, and every time for 2 days, and they can help the pastor in the local church, or they can set up the meeting point and or like a cell group, and to bring the non-believer to Jesus Christ. Yeah, and this training. And you see some picture, I travel around in Vietnam. Beside my time in the local church, in teaching in the Bible Institute, I spend also time to travel around almost 34 provinces and to do the training. Yeah, it's some play in the Mekong region, also some play in the mountainous area. And besides that, I have a partnership ministry with Pastor Paul and Miss Lucy also. And he come to Vietnam, And when he offered the training also, I like his interpreter. Yeah, I translate what he's offer the training, and most the people, the church member, also the lay people in Vietnam enjoy Pastor Paul Scott training very much. Amen. Yeah, because we, you know, in Vietnam, as I say, only every two years only 100 young people go to the Bible school. So most the church member they thirst for the word of God. So I enjoy for his interpreter also. When he come, I make the arrangement to get the people together, and we have a trainings together. Some part he did the training, and some part and I did. So in the we have a wonderful time together, and also wonderful the training together. And besides, also I also like the project coordinator. Some you see like the chapel, like helping this chapel open. And this chapel now, and from the support from through Pastor Paul Scott, and help this chapel, and now become like almost like the center for training for the people in very down, very the end of the country in the Mekong Delta. Before this this area, we call like a VC, like the communists, you know, communist soldier. They did not allow to share the gospel in this area, but by the grace of God, and the people share the word of God, and the building, the church facilities are building up in this area. And we very happy and to welcome also to have the church member in this area, and also have about the boats, because in this area most people they travel by boats, and also we have some projects to help them. And also about, you know, for you see the toilets, it's like a sometimes strange for you, but because in that area we want to educate people to understand how to keep the hygiene and to help them to build the toilets. Because usually the people in the countryside, they don't care about this. But it's the way we want to help them to understand about the hygiene and the clean in that area.
Amen.
Yeah. And another project we have for the children, about the teachers project. And usually come to the summer, have a Bible camp for the children. They enjoy to wear the t-shirts, because on the t-shirts we put the Bible verse, like some like Jesus love you, or the God love you. And because in Vietnam, when the Bible came for the children, we not only for the children in the church, but also we get the children, non-believer, also come to the church also. And when they get them, we have give them small gift like the t-shirts when they finish for 4 days study and the Bible together. And they have a small gift. And when the parent, they read the Bible verse, they're curious and they ask, they come to ask the pastor or the leader in the church, and we share the gospel to them. Many, many of them, they give their life to Jesus Christ by this word. Yeah. And so I can see it's a very simple way, but we can reach more people to the church. And it's what I'm doing. I'm serving the Lord in Vietnam, and looking forward, my vision to develop a ministry to train theological students more and more to become the key church leader in the province. Because as I share, like for the student go to the seminary approved by the government, it means when they finish their study and they go back to their local church, local area, and that means that they will take responsibility in that area with the church, also with the government. Because not only suddenly you go to one place, you share the gospel, cannot. We have to work with the with the church leader there. And the second, and to train more church worker to win more people for Christ. But I share 93 million, but only 1.2 million of Christians. So still a lot of work. So only pastor, we cannot share all the gospel to these people. So that's why we need to train more lay people. Lay people become very important role in the churches in Vietnam. So, yeah. And number also to disciple young people at the church where I'm serving. And also it's my vision, because as I serving in the church, I also disciple young people and encourage, because more like I spend more time with them. I ask God help me to influence their lives in order to go to the Bible school and to serve, to study and to become a minister in the future. And my vision also to build up relationship with the missionary and the churches and to become like a ministry partners. Because in Vietnam, sometimes we want to do some project, we lack up the resource. So we really want to have a good relationship, build up a relationship with missionary, like a pastor, Paul Scott, understand, come to see the need. And then also we have like a ministry partners together, and we like widen the kingdom of God, even in US or in Vietnam, in everywhere. Yeah. And also the prayer request, and you pray for me, anointed by the Lord for Christian education task, because most of my work, I do a lot of training, and so teaching the word of God a lot, and disciple youth at the local church, and the training, the church worker to develop more and more, and also about the need to carry in the discipleship training and church worker. And the student complete their study at the Bible Institute, because some of them, they come from very poor area, and they need the support for their some like a books or some like a, their like a, the need in their life when for the time they in the Bible school. And also we pray for their needs. And also some projects to help the children, and in order to for their study, also like a teachers, in order to buy when we help them, and the children, they very innocent when they learn and they share to their family, and they're just their family member, and in this way many people also they know Jesus Christ, and they can give their life to Jesus Christ. And I would like to share to you and my what I'm serving in Vietnam, also my vision, and want to develop more and more in Vietnam. Thank you for your listening. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So now I would like to minister the word of God to all of you in this morning. And the topic I would like to share to you about passing on the good news. Passing on the good news. And the scripture text taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16 and 19. I will read this text. And he came to Nazareth, and where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there were delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And now we live in the world, a lot of chaos. And also we see the sin increasing in different way, in different aspect in our life. And also about sickness spread all over the world. And recently when the people travel and they what up the virus also spread through the tourists, and some countries try to prevent some tourists because they when they get that sickness. And also another point, you see wars taking place in every country, in this country to another country. So we can see on every day we only listen to the bad news in our life now about the chaos, sin and sickness, and also the wars. So before something very terrible like that, what will we do as we are Christian? What will we do as we are Christian? And I would like to base on this text and to have a 3 points to study with you in this morning. And we have to pass on the good news to the people, to non-believer and the people they live around us. And the first point, we see the value of the good news. Why the good news we share, very, very important, very valuable, because it's the value of this good news, and this good news comes from the Almighty God. It's a God come from the Almighty God. The world in the ancient time controlled by the Roman Emperor. There are a lot of announcements from emperor. When the emperor give announcement, already important. And now this announcement is this good news, not come from the human being, but come from the Lord, come from the Jesus Christ. So you come, we know that Jesus Christ come to the earth, and Jesus Christ and the Lord who create the universe to create all things in this world. So the book of Psalms, chapter 19, book 1 says, the heaven declare the glory of God, and the firmament show his handiwork. The natural creation reveal God himself. When we look at the universe, and we give thanks to the Lord, and he is our God. He is our the Almighty God. And also, when Solomon, the King Solomon said about the Lord in the day of dedication of the temple Jerusalem, but will God indeed nail on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heaven cannot contain thee. He's so big. Human being world cannot describe the Almighty God. So we here, we share, we pass on the good news, because this good news come from the Almighty God. The second point, good news was announced by the angels. When we read the Luke chapter 2, verse 10, 11. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this good news announced by the angel. What we know about the angel? The angels is like a messenger, hero, are the angel. And the Bible tells us the angel are the spirits of the spiritual creatures. They do not ordinarily have a physical body, as in the book of Hebrews said. And also, in the Bible, Luke chapter 2, verse 9, the angel of the Lord appears to them. Usually, it's an important task, important thing, and the Lord always asks the angel come to give announcement. And also, when we read in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 11, all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elder and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. Here we see the good news was announced by the angel. It's by the angel. So we can see it's the valuable of this good news. And number three, and this good news was a prophesied by the law prophets in the Old Testament. And many prophets lived before Jesus Christ, was born hundreds of years, such as like Isaiah and Micah. We read in the Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But hold Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among houses of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And this verse fulfilled in the New Testament, right in the time of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. And they said to him in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Another prophecy in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7, 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. And again, this prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament time, right in Jesus Christ's birthday. In Matthew chapter 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And this, we can see, this good news really the most valuable, because it's come from the Almighty God. And also, this is announced by the angel, and also it is prophesied by the prophets in the Old Testament. We do believe this is good news for us and also for all other people. We are confident to share the good news to other people.
Amen.
We are confident. We don't like a relax, like we shameful, but we have a more confidence in Jesus Christ. We share the gospel because the value of the good news.
Amen.
The second thing I would like to share to you about the person Jesus Christ to share to preach the good news, and the good news is about Jesus Christ. But one of the most important is that Jesus Christ is the author of the good news. Not only because Jesus, the good news about Jesus Christ, but he is the author of the good news. He is also the person come to the world to preach the good news to other people. So this element we can see that Jesus Christ, Son of God, he is the second person of the Trinity, and he himself to share the word of God, to share the good news to other people.
Amen.
So Here we encourage us. When Jesus, before he come to the cross, he prayed. In John chapter 17, 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, and even so have I also sent them into the world. The Lord sent Jesus Christ into the world. When Jesus Christ finished his mission on the earth, and he ascension and he ascended, and Jesus Christ sent us to go out to share the good news to other people. So each of us, we have to take responsibility. This meaning and this word is the word of God speak to my heart. That's why when you look at when I share to you why I'm my life very busy, you know, like in the church, in the local church, in the Bible school, in the disciple training to other in other province. And also I disciple my daughter also. Spend all the time, you know, I'm getting very busy. Because when I am thinking about the good news, this good news, the power of good news changed my life, transformed my life. Amen. I experienced the love of God. So I really want to share and to bring this good news to other people. And because some, when we look at the people, they need to hear the good news in order to transform their life. And they can live in the light, and they don't live in the darkness. And Jesus Christ come to the earth. The Lord sent him. And also, Jesus Christ, the Lord also want to send all of you to go out in different way to serve the Lord, in different way to bring the good news to other people by the grace of God in your life. And the third point about this, the good news for all the people. The good news for all the people. And when we, in the text, Gospel of Luke, verse 18. If you have a Bible, please open and you can look this verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and to recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at the liberty them that are bruised. When we look at this world, how many rope of people in this rope? I can see there are four rope, right? The poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, and the blind. Really, in the society, these people, they are present there. Even in US, also in Vietnam also, everywhere. But more than this, dear brother and sister, they're not controlled by the problem in their life, but they are controlled by the spiritual life, controlled by the sin, and also from the power of the darkness. When we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, say, yet you had he quickened who were led in the trespasses and sin, wherein in time past year walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now work in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the design of the flesh, of the mind, were by the nature the children of wrath, and even as other. So here we can see the people, they not because they are short, they are difficult in the physical body, the physical needs. But they are in the darkness. They are controlled by the darkness, by the evil. So this good news for all the people, dear brother and sister, we have to share the good news to other people. Because many people, they need to hear the gospel. They need to hear the good news. So may God encourage to all of you. And even myself, we continue to share the good news to other people. These people only the power of the good news to deliver them from the darkness, from the difficulty situation. Only the power of the good news. Number four here, and also the last point I would like to share to you. Good news, share the good news to other people. Not easy. So we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of Holy Spirit. The good news put on by the power of the Holy Spirit. When you look at the verb 18a, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Here we can see Dr. Luke, because Gospel of Luke is written by Luke. Very careful when he narrates the story. Luke told us Jesus used the scripture from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." When I read this, I wonder, Jesus Christ is the Lord. But when he preached the gospel and he need the Holy Spirit upon him. So we, as we are Christian, the children of God, when we share the gospel of God, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In order to share the gospel in his power, not by our strength, by our power. Because when we share the gospel, the people give their life to Jesus Christ. There's a big struggle in their life. Only the power of Holy Spirit to help them, to bring them out of the darkness into the light. And also, the Holy Spirit there in our life. We have to live according to His word. We have to obey the word of God in our life. Not only we listen to the word, but when we come back, we come home, nothing new, nothing changed in our life. But when we listen to the word of God, we ask God to help us to change our life to become like Jesus Christ every day. And I do hope that the word of God to speak to you and also to speak to my life. And we pass on the good news to other people. Because the good news, the value of the good news, is come from the Lord. It is was announced by the Holy Spirit. It was prophesied by the prophets, the chosen people of God. And we share the gospel, we pass on the good news because of Jesus Christ did. He also wants each of us to do in our life when we walk with Him. And we pass on the good news because this good news for all other people, for our relatives, for our children, for our neighbors, for all the people in the society. And we carry on passing the good news to other people by the power of Holy Spirit, not by our strength. So we have to live according to the word of God. We obey the word of God. And we carry the word of God in our life. And each of us to become the fruitful. And also, we open the kingdom of God in the earth. And may the word of God and to our heart and this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's